Good morning, everyone. Good to see you. I have Wendy's translating for me today. It's a lot easier to look at her than look at me. I wanted to say I really enjoy the choir and also the praise.
我非常, 感动大家的献诗, 你们的无论是刚才赞美敬拜或者诗班献诗, 我都非常的享受。
And that Alan's voice is so soothing.
我们的短诗的指挥 Alan, 他的声音是如此的美好。
I think he should record the Bible with his voice.
我认为他应该去 他应该念圣经放在这个网络上, 让大家来听, 听了就让我很心情很平稳。
Just listen to his voice, give me peace.
听了他的声音就赐给我很多的平安。
Right. I don't know who his wife is, but lucky lady.
他的太太, Anna Faith, 他的太太, 非常的幸运, 有Alan这样的好先生。
Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to share with you once again.
谢谢大家给我这个机会, 让我跟你们分享神的话。
We'll start with the word of God from Joshua chapter 14.
我们开始看神的话语, 约书亚记14章10到12节。 现在看哪, 耶和华照他所说的, 使我活了这45年, 当以色列人在旷野漂流的时候, 耶和华曾对摩西说了这话, 现在, 看哪, 我已经85岁了。现今我还很强健，我还很健壮。 像摩西差派我去的那天一样, 无论是战争是出入, 我现在的力量和那时的力量一样。 请你们将耶和华那日所说的这山区赐给我。 那日你也曾说, 这里有亚纳人以及宽大坚固的城, 或许耶和华曾照他所说的与我同在, 我就把他们赶出去。
Sometimes we're way too serious, so why don't we turn to the person next to us and tell them God loves you, God bless you. Let's bless each other before we start.
转身向旁边的人跟他们说, 神祝福你, 神爱你。
God loves you, God bless you. Back and side, front, right?
左右前后的邻居跟他们祝福, 赐下你的祝福。
Today I want to talk about finishing well.
今天要跟大家分享的就是我们如何做一个美好的结束。
Starting something new is exciting.
你开始一个新的工作, 新的一个事情都是很让人振奋的。
Starting something new is motivating.
开始新的工作就让人非常的能够激励你, 你希望去做。
But to see something through to the end, it takes perseverance, it takes commitment, it takes discipline.
但是你要把一件事情做得好, 做到终结, 需要很多的毅力, 很多的你自己的许身, 自己的委身来完成它。
Starting a new exercise program, a diet program, very exciting.
你要开始你的健身计划, 开始你的养生计划, 都是让人很兴奋的。
But keep dieting, keep exercising, very difficult.
但是你一直在节食, 一直在运动, 有些时候也让人非常的疲惫。
This coming Saturday, I have to marry another couple.
这个礼拜六, 我要为另外一对新人证婚。
Getting married, very exciting.
开始一个新的婚姻是非常的刺激的,兴奋的。
Relatively easy, isn't it, getting married?
所以开始一个婚礼说起来是很简单的一件事情。
Now staying married, struggling, working things out together, making life together, keep ongoing communication and understanding, that's the difficult part.
但是你要维护一个婚姻, 让它走得长长久久, 你要委身在对方, 这是一个非常艰难的事情。
Same is true with Christian life.
那同样的对我们属灵的这个行程这个旅程也是一样的道理。
Becoming a Christian is not that difficult, isn't it?
成为一个基督徒说起来是相对的容易。
The Bible tells us that God sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross for us, and whosoever believes in him shall have eternal life.
神说他把耶稣基督赐给我们, 我们信他的就必得永生, 听起来是相当的简单一件事情。
You cannot work for this salvation. You don't deserve this salvation. But God gives to us for as a free grace gift, and you recognize that you receive it. You are in the kingdom of God.
你不能为自己的救恩来做更多的努力，你不能来赚得你的救恩。你必须要就是相信神来得到这个救恩。
Then comes the hard part.
但是最艰难的一件事是什么呢？
Surrender to Jesus in this hostile world.
就是你在这个世代里面，这个末日里面，你要如何把自己献给神， 自己来臣服在神之下。
The world says, come here, and you have to say no because you want to follow Jesus.
这个世界告诉你说，来投靠我吧，但是你要如何向他反应呢？
Your flesh says, I want to give in to my pleasures and sinful desires, but Jesus says no.
你的肉体跟你呼求说，我要为这个世界来降服，我要投靠这个世界，但是耶稣基督却向你有另外一个呼召。
Beginning is not that hard, but finishing is very difficult.
基督徒之旅起头是很容易的，但是你要如何做个美好的结尾，却是非常的困难。
That's why in one of the parables, Jesus says at the end, "Will there be faith when the Son of Man returns?"
所以耶稣在他的有一些的这个比喻中，他说，最后的这个主子要回来的时候，那我们如何向我们的主人交账呢？
In other words, Jesus saying is this, there's so many of you who are following you, how many will remain when I return?
耶稣说，你们有这么多人来跟从我，但是最后能够跟我跟到底，能够在我身边的人又有多少人呢？
I pray every single one of us will remain.
我向神祷告，在我们在位的每一个人都能够跟随耶稣到底。
And I pray that every one of you who are online will remain.
那同样的，在你们在这个网络上看这个信息的人，也能够跟随基督到底。
Christian life is a marathon, not a 100-meter dash.
我们跟随基督的这个基督徒之旅是一个马拉松的赛跑，不是一个百米而跑步。
I have a friend in Spain who's getting ready to do a 500-mile bike ride.
我在西班牙有个朋友，他要做一个。五百英里的这个马拉松式的这个它就是脚踏车之旅那个竞赛。
In order to prepare for that, he's been training for months.
他为了要准备这场比赛，他要花好几个月的时间来做一个训练。
Recently, he got an accident. He hurt his neck.
那最近他有一个小小意外，他的脖子受了伤。
So he had to delay that 500 miles.
所以他必须要把这个比赛要延后。
But he's back on training.
那现在他又回到他的这个训练当中了。
That sounds awfully like Christian life.
这有点跟我们的信徒之旅非常类似。
We train, we get hurt, we train, we get hurt, and we keep training until Jesus returns.
我们训练自己，但是我们有时候不小心就受伤了，我们再训练又受伤了。
There are people in history and in acting, in Hollywood, that had great careers.
在世界上有很多的人，他们在他们的生命中有非常好的职业。
Take for example Bill Cosby.
好比说，我们有一个非常有名的黑人的一个喜剧演员 Bill Cosby.
When I first came to the state, I grew up with his Cosby Show.
当我初到美国的时候，我他的这个喜剧这个。看他的节目就是陪伴我成长。
I learned American culture idioms through that show, and it was so funny. I laughed through the whole show.
我看他的喜剧，他的演出，我就得到了很多的启发，学到了美国的一些文化，一些如何讲一些他们一些意言、一些方言、一些字眼。
And he does stand up where he doesn't use bad words; he just uses common word, but it is absolutely funny.
那他是一个很出色的一个喜剧演员，他就是能够做即席的这种喜剧式的书讲的方法，他不会用任何 的不好的字眼，却是非常的好笑。
He had a lifelong career of giving people laughter, but he's not going to be remembered for that.
他有非常长的一个职业的生涯，可是他现在却没有人来纪念他。
He'll be remembered for recent accusations and controversies.
那相反的呢，大家所记得的就是他最后他被人如何指责他在很多事情他做了很多的不好的事情。
Is this a rare and unusual case?
这是一个比较一个另类的一个事情。
Not really. We can think of hosts of people who started well but end not too well.
但是我们可以想到有很多人他们开始的时候很好，可是他们的职业的生涯的结尾或者生命的结尾。并不怎么好。
And these stories remind us how much we long for people that we look up to finish well.
那这些人让我们又想到，我们的确是在心目中寻找这些英雄，这些让我们能够看起来又仰慕的人，他们的最后生命结尾是如此的美好。
And of course, I understand the pressures that come to our life, whether it's finance or relationship, that tries to get us faster than we should and break that race so we don't finish well.
但是生命中常常给我们非常多的压力，让我们不得不离开神的道。我们为向金钱屈服，为了向某些我们的事情来妥协，为了要得到更好的人际关系，为了要攀登这个世界的这个阶梯，让我们不得不妥协。
I don't know what Wendy sang, but that was really long.
翻译的人翻得有点长。
I'm not sure if she's doing her own sermon or not. But I'll leave it up to you.
也许她已经有一点自成一格了。我必须要相信我的翻译的人。
As disciples of Jesus, we must finish well.
所以身为耶稣的这个门徒，我们必须要坚持我们的生命之旅，能够完成这个美好的旅途。
We come to Caleb today, who was one of the spies, one of the 12 spies who went into the promised land to check it out.
那我们今天的人物是加勒，加勒是当初摩西派到这个迦南地十二个探子里面的其中一位。
They went into the promised land. They saw the goodness after 40 years of desert brownness. They saw green and produce, and it was an amazing place. They called it was flowing with milk and honey.
他们在旷野中漂流了四十年，他们来到迦南美地，他们看到这么多的绿树、绿色的这个草地，充满了这个像神所应许他们流的美好的这个奶与蜜的地方，使他们的心里非常的兴奋。
Caleb and Joshua believed that God will give that land, but the other 10 said, "No, we're not going in there. We're going to die in there."
加勒和约书亚两位非常的兴奋，认为这就是神要赐给我们的地。可是其他的十个探子却说，不，我们不可以争夺那地。
How did Caleb have such attitude?
那加勒如何能够有这样如此一个心态呢？
In Numbers chapter 14:24, God says Caleb had a different spirit.
那在约书亚记上面讲到，神说这个加勒有一个不同的灵与他同在。
The Hebrew word ruah here is his attitude.
在希伯来文 ruah 就是讲到你的心态，你的态度。
And this was not a momentary thing. 45 years later, he will have same attitude towards God that God will give this land to us.
这不是一个短暂的一个心态，而是长久的心态。四十五年过去了，他当初的心态跟他四十五年以后的心态是一模一样的。
How did he do that? Today I want to share three characters of a person who finishes well.
他是如何能做到这一点呢？我今天要跟你们分享有三点他做到的地方，也许我们能够跟他学习。
Number one, nurture a dynamic relationship with God until the end.
第一个就是你要跟神有一个非常维护跟神之间的一个关系，一个充满变化的关系。
You have to wonder what made Caleb believe that he can go in there and conquer that land when others did not.
你必须要想，加勒如何能够在这个十二个探子里面与众不同？他是如何能够跟别人有不同的意见
？Because he believed in God.
因为他信靠神。
And he knew this God.
他知道这位神，他了解这位神。
This morning you read from Psalms.
你今天早上我们也读了诗篇。
And in it, it says God can do whatever He wants.
里面讲到神做他一切的大能。
Imagine a God who can do whatever He wants, and what He does, the greatest thing He does is to send His Son and die for you and die for me.
我们可以想象，这位我们的神是如此大能的神，他却把他的独生的爱子赐给了我们。
What would you do if you could do whatever you want?
如果你是神，你可以做世界上一切你要做的事情，你会做什么呢
？Would you be trusted？
你会被人信靠吗
？Can a human have that kind of power and be trusted by others？
我们人类是有这么一个能力，能够让别人来信靠我们吗
？No, we will fear such person.
No, 我 不是，反而是我们的身为一个人的本质，我们会反而会惧怕这一类的人。
But God, who can do whatever He wants, can be trusted.
但是相反的，神因为他是神，他可以让我们信靠，就应该要让我们更加的来相信他。
Because Caleb knew that God saved him from Egypt, God saved him from the Red Sea, God saved him from the desert life.
因为加勒他亲眼看了神所做的一切神迹，神带领他离开埃及，为他开了红海，为他们在旷野里面漂流了40年，带他们到迦南地。
And God can save him on that day.
那神在那一天征战的时候，同样也会拯救他。
You know, the 10 spies and the Caleb and Joshua, they saw exact same thing.
所以那十个探子跟这个加勒和约书亚他们看到的是同样的一块地。
They went to exact same location and they saw exact same thing and yet they drew a different conclusion.
他们看到一样的山丘、树木、低谷、高山，可是他们心中所最后下的结论却是截然不同。
The 10 spies went in there and compared themselves with these giants who were living there, and they were overwhelmed by fear because they saw these giants that we cannot defeat these guys.
这个十个探子把他们自己跟这个那边的亚纳人、亚纳族来相比，他们认为他们是小蚱蜢，而且那是巨人，根本无法相比。
But for Caleb, he didn't compare himself with them. No, he compared them with God.
可是约书亚他。不是，加勒完全没有把他自己跟这个亚纳人来相比，他反而是把亚纳人跟神来相比。
When he compares them with God, God Almighty is so much more bigger. It does not overwhelm his faith; it increases his faith towards doing what God has called him to do.
所以当他这样做的时候，他觉得这亚纳人根本就是不足与惧怕的，所以他必须要为神来征战。
The 10 spies not only rejected God's promise, but they caused other people to stumble with them.
相反的，十个探子不仅仅是自己心里惧怕，他们还耸动其他的人来惧怕这些亚纳这些巨人。
But Caleb saw God working in the midst of him, and he says this, "We can do this because God is with us." In Numbers chapter 14:9.
但是加勒却告诉其他的人，我们可以做到，我们。靠着神的力量，我们必定能克服这些人。
God is with us.
神与我们同在。
My friends, you have to hold on to that truth.
所以弟兄姐妹，你们必须也是同样的，要能够紧紧抓住的神的应许。
Later on, Paul says, if God is with us, who can be against us?
圣经里面说，神与我们同在的话，我们又能惧怕谁呢？
In the morning, I went to a Bible study that was led by our deacon Jason.
所以今天早上我到中文组，我参加了你们的早上的主日学，就是 Jason 他来领导的。
He's teaching on David.
所以 Jason 他早上主日学来传讲的就是这个大卫王的故事。
And Elder Ma was there.
那郑华长老也在那里。
And I was just talking about Bible study, and he said nobody want to teach Rahab.
所以大家都在讲那。有他们就分享说没有人要教这个有一本圣经里面讲到的有一个女子就是Rahab 拉合的故事拉合的故事
Do you need help?
Yes, can you help me? 拉合的故事
In Korean is Rahab, right?
Close.
And then he said nobody wants to teach Jezebel
也没有人要讲这个耶西别的故事，一个很恶毒的一个女子的故事。
The difference between Jezebel and Rahab is that with Rahab God was with her, with Jezebel God was not with her.
所以拉合的故事，拉合的一生里面神与他同在，但是这个耶西别的这个女人，神没有与她同在。
And because God was with Rahab, Rahab became mother to Boaz.
所以因为拉合神与她同在，她最后她是做了这个他们开发国父的祖母一样的一个奇女子。
And because God was with Ruth, a foreigner, that through her and Boaz they had Obed and Jesse and David.
那同样的，神也与路德同在，以至于路德也称为他们开国国父的祖母的这个整个祖先的名单之间的一位奇女子。
Joseph was a slave and a prisoner, but God was with him.
So, 约瑟他是一个，他是在监狱里面，被神放在监狱里面非常多年，但是他信靠神，神最后拯救了他。
Because God was with him, he rose from a slave to prisoner to the prime minister of Egypt.
因为神与他同在，他能够从这个阶下囚最后变成首相，最后变成全国的埃及的首相。
My friends, God is with you.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，神也与你们同在。
And when you hear that, you should say Amen.
所以你们听到的时候，你相信，你们就应该说阿门。
God is with you.
神与你们同在。
All right, I'm not hearing it yet. God is with you.
弟兄姐妹，让我反应。
Amen. Let it be. God is with you. I don't know what you're going through right now.
我不知道你们生命中现在经历了什么事。
I don't know how your health is right now.
我不知道你的健康状况是如何。
Who among us can guarantee tomorrow?
所以我们没有人知道明天会如何。
But God, who can guarantee tomorrow, is with you.
但是能够唯一给我们应许的就是神。神今天是与我们同在。
None of us can guarantee tomorrow.
没有一个人会知道明天如何。
Maybe that's why when my wife goes to work, she just says goodbye.
所以我每天早上我太太上班的时候，她跟我道别。
Not see you later.
不是说待会儿见。
Not see you in the evening.
不是说晚上见。
Goodbye.
而是
right, like,
永绝。
Am I not going to see you again? Right?
所以我心中也有点担心，我会再看到你吗？
And then when she comes home in the evening, she goes, I'm home.
所以她晚上回来的时候，她说我回来了，我回家了。
Because she understands that between goodbye and I'm home, none of us can guarantee that.
因为她知道，当我们说再见的时候，一直等到我回家的这段时候，没有人知道这段时间会发生什么事。
But God can.
但是只有神知道。
And God is with you.
因为神也与你同在。
And you've already forgotten.
但是我们常常忘记这件事。
Because you didn't say Amen.
因为你刚刚没有说 Amen.
God is with you.
神与你同在。
Secondly, living with a purpose.
第二个重点，加勒他得的重点就是我们活出有意义的人生。
If you want to finish well, you have to have a purpose in life.
你希望你能够在你生命中有这个打好美好的这场仗的话，你必须要有一个。有一个目标，你生命中有一个目标来活着。
You need to have a reason to get up in the morning.
你每天早上起来要有个想法，有个动力让你能够起来，能够做有意义的事情。
God made a promise to Caleb.
神对加勒许下这个应许。
And you can read that promise in Joshua chapter 14.
你可以看到这个在这个约书亚记十四章。
And Caleb knew that God wanted to give him a piece of land in this promised land.
约书亚知道神要应许这块地给他。
And he was 85 when he finally comes to that place.
他那个时候已经85岁了，他终于又来到那块地了。
I don't know,
地的前面。
I don't know how many of us are 85. I don't know if any of us are 85. You all look like 21 to me.
我不知道我们中间有没有85岁的人，你们看起来都很年轻，像二十几岁的人。
Anyone 85 and above here?
有没有85岁以上的人?
Yeah? Wow. What do you do? 85 and above. What do people do?
你现在85岁了，你现在是如何让你自己能够活得更有意义呢?
I'm sure they love the Lord, and I love seeing them here because every Sunday they give me so much joy because they sit right there, worship God, and I love that.
我相信你们还心里还是爱主的。我每个礼拜天看到你们坐在这里，对我来讲就是很大的鼓励。
But what do average 85 years olds do?
所以一般的85岁的老人，你们做些什么呢？你们平常生活做些什么呢？
I don't know, play mahjong, I don't know.
也许你们天天打麻将吗？
Right. I asked somebody, hey, can I learn mahjong? He said no.
我有问我们弟兄姐妹，能不能教我打麻将？你们说不可以。
And I said, why not?
我说为什么不可以呢？
He said, because you have to sit with me for 6 hours.
因为他说你必须要跟我坐在一起6个钟头，6到8个钟头。
And I told him, that's not a game, that's work.
我说 这看起来好像不是什么娱乐，好像很是蛮痛苦的一件事情，要做这么久是工作。
Caleb at 85 came to Joshua and said, "Give me Hebron, the most difficult land, because the Lord has promised that and give that to me. I am as strong as when I was younger."
所以85岁的约书亚来到摩西面前说，把希伯伦这个地给我吧。我的身体就像45年前一样。
He had a purpose to live another day.
他生命中有了这个目标。他每天就为了这个目标而活。
During his 40 years in desert, all of the other people died out except for Joshua.
在他在旷野漂流这40年之久，所有的人，他周边的人都死，都已经去见主了，只有他和约书亚两个人还活着。
But he never lost God's promise.
因为他心中从来没有忘记神对他的应许。
When I first came to this church,
当我第一次来到这个教会的时候，
I asked the elders if I can get blessed by Pastor Tian.
我那个时候问长老，我能不能够得到田牧师对我的祝福。
And I don't know if you guys remember, but I was up here and he was blessing me, and I will never forget that.
我记得，我不知道在座的人是否还记得，我那个时候站在这个讲台上，田牧师为我按手祝福。
And he will always sit right here.
他常常都是坐在那个地方，那是他的老位置。
And he didn't preach or anything.
他那天没有讲道。
But him just being here was encouragement to some of you, wasn't he?
但是就坐在那里，对我来讲就是非常大的鼓励。
And then once in a while he'll come up here and he'll do benediction.
那有的时候他会来到台上来对大家做最后的一个祝福。
I have no idea what he's saying in that benediction.
但是我常常我也不知道他对我们祝祷的时候他在讲些什么。
Except for 耶稣基督 I think is what he said.
但是我知道耶稣基督这几个字。
I have no idea.
因为跟韩文非常类似。
But boy, even at his age, the voice was strong and deep.
但是他在那个时候年老的时候，可是他声音却充满了活力。
And I can say,I don't know him as well as I should. Pastor Tian finished ministry well. Amen.
虽然我对田牧师了解不深，但是我知道他对在他的施工里面，他却有一个美好的征战，美好的结束。
And one day he'll stand before God, and God will say, "My good and faithful servant, come in to the joy of your master."
有一天他在神面前站立的时候，神会对他说。我美好忠心的仆人来到我面前，来的跟我一起享受宴席吧。
He'll say you finished well.
因为你这场世界上的征战打得非常的美好。
I have no idea what you did with life before today.
我不知道你在今天以前的生命是如何过的。
But what would you do with the life that you have left?
但是你知道你从今天以后下半生你要如何过你的人生吗？
Would you not make God the focus of your life, He who is with us?
你是否要让神作为你生命中的一个最重要的一个人物，一个目标呢？
Some of you young people learn from those who have gone before you.
有一些你下一代的年轻人是不是看着你能够让你作为他们的一个榜样呢？
Some of you older people can show what faithfulness looks like to the younger people as you serve the church.
那你我们在座有一些年长的，是不是你能够为年轻人做一个美好的榜样呢？
In this beautiful church that started with few, and there's so many of you, and there's so many of you online.
这个教会刚刚开始的只是少数的几个人，今天我们教会有很多的弟兄姐妹，很多的信徒，而且在线上有很多的人来听我们的讲道。
Every week I check and I notice that there are about twice as many people online than those who are here.
我常常看有多少人来看我们 GCC 的讲道，所以在线上的人比在我们在座的人还要多两倍。
I want to encourage you, my friends, those who are online, join us and let's continue this journey together.
所以我希望在我对线上的观看的朋友，能够希望你们也能够参加我们实体的聚会。
Let's finish the race that God has placed us here in Milpitas.
让我们继续奔跑神在 Milpitas 为我们开场的这一条征战之路。
And if you are online, that means God wants you to serve the church in such a way to impact people's lives, because that's one of the purposes God has for us.
你如果还在线上聚会的话， 请听我这个敬言，神希望你能跟我们一起侍奉，一起聚会，让你在 Milpitas 能够对弟兄姐妹的生命，他的事工有所真正的贡献。
And that's not just for those of you online, but those of you who are here, God has a purpose for you.
不仅是对线上的弟兄姐妹，对我们在场的弟兄姐妹，神在你生命中都有一个目的，要继续的使用你们。
I have one more point, but some things keep coming, so I keep sharing with you.
我还有第三点，但是第二点好像是比较重要，所以我意思就是讲第二点。
When I'm preaching and some things coming, keep coming, that's a good news for you.
所以当我讲到的时候，有的时候圣灵就会告诉我，在某些地方我必须要多花一点时间。
Because sometimes I preach and all I do is just preach what's here.
很多时候在我传讲的时候，神就会告诉我在某一个点要多花点时间，我相信这是神圣灵的带领。
What this means is that God wants to share something with you this morning that I did not prepare.
这是代表神也许知道我们弟兄姐妹需要哪一些的鼓励，所以我就在这方面来多给你们一些启示。
I want to just remind you that you are a very blessed people.
我再一次提醒大家，你们是一群有福的人。
Founded this church upon Jesus Christ by a man who is elderly now but loves the Lord, and upon that faith, you have built this church.
所以这个教会在也许在四十几年就是被田牧师还有一群爱主的弟兄姐妹来建立这个教会，直到今日。
And God has given you opportunity to build this church from where this point from this point on through your gifts and through who you are.
那我们要继续奔跑这一条路，神要借着你们继续把这个福音要传承下去。
I don't know if you remember Psalm 35 that you read earlier this morning.
我不知道你们是否还记得诗篇，135篇我们刚刚读的诗篇。
Verse 1-14 is talking about God who is amazing.
刚刚开始的几个经文就是讲到神是如何的伟大。
And then he says, you know why God is amazing? Look what all he has done for us. And it goes to the history of Israel.
他为什么如此伟大，就让我们再一次看到神在以色列的当初的历史，建国的历史，神为他们制造了多少的神迹。
I'm going to tell you, God is amazing.
我要再一次和大家宣扬，神是独此奇妙的一位神。
Do you know why I say that?
为什么我这样讲呢？
I think I mentioned the last time I was here,During COVID, about 10,000 churches closed in the United States.
我上次也讲过，在这个疫情期间，有差不多10,000多个教会关门大吉。
Then you have to ask, why are we still here?
你必须要向神问这个问题：为什么我们教会还存留在这里呢？
Because God has a plan for you.
因为神在你我身上都有这么一个旨意。
I don't know what that plan is.
我不知道那个旨意是什么。
But that plan involves Pastor Ju coming to this church.
但是那个旨意里面有包含了朱牧师的一家，朱牧师他们能够来到我们中间，这也是他的旨意之中间的一部分。
And that plan involves our amazing elders in this church.
那一个计划里面也包含了我们几位美好的长老一起侍奉的这一个计划。
And that plan involves the deacons and all those who are serving in this church.
而且包括所有的执事一起侍奉的一个计划。
And that plan involves every single one of you.
也包括了在位的每一位弟兄姐妹一起和谐的侍奉的一个计划。
And I look forward to what God will do through the team that God has established in GCC.
那我更加的就是想往将来看看神在我们中间会兴起更多的启示。
Third quality for ending well is to be humble.
第三个，加勒他能够有这么美好的人生，就是因为他在神面前有个谦卑的心态。
One of the interesting about Caleb and Joshua is that Caleb and Joshua begin the same, but they have totally different route.
所以加勒和约书亚，你如果看他们两个人生的话，他们两个开始是差不多，但是结尾两个人的结尾却是非常的不同。
God established Joshua as a leader of Israel, but Caleb disappears for 40 years.
所以神兴起了约书亚，让他成为这个以色列的一个新一代的领袖。但是这个加勒呢，在他40年的时候，好像是消失了，似乎是消失了。
Between spying the promised land And then 85, Caleb says, "Give me Hebron." We don't hear anything about Caleb.
当他四十岁的时候，他成为这个探子之一，到他八十五岁再度出现，他似乎是消失了这四十五年，在圣经中没有再提起他的名字。
Meanwhile, Joshua becomes a leader and leads the entire nation into the promised land.
但是相反的，约书亚他却是带领，他却是取代了摩西，能够继续带领以色列人民继续往前走。
I don't know about you, but if I were Caleb, I would think I'll go to God and say, "God, what's going on?"
我不知道你会如何想，但是如果我是约书，我是加勒的话，我会想，神啊，为什么我的人生如此不同呢？
Why are you using Joshua, but you're not using me?
为什么你在使用这个约书亚，你却不用我呢？
Why is he a leader and I'm not a leader?
为什么他能够做个领袖，我却没有？
I'll be a little envious and jealous.
也许我心里会有一点不平衡，我心里也许会有一点嫉妒之心吧。
How many of you be envious and jealous if that happened to you?
我不知道你们中间是不是有没有人心里有的时候会有这么一点嫉妒的心。
None of your hands are going up. So you guys are too holy for me.
My goodness. 没有一个人举手。
You're such nice people.
你们每个人都很圣洁。只有我。
I would be jealous.
我承认我会有嫉妒之心，我会心会有嫉妒。
But Caleb had humble heart.
但是这个加勒呢，他却有一个谦卑谦让的心。
He waited patiently.
他安静，他耐心地等待这一天。
He waited for a moment when God will lift him up.
他等待这一天，神会再度地使用他的这一天。
He did not let pride be the root of his action.
他没有让自己的骄傲自大成为他心中一个苦毒之根。
Instead, he modeled Jesus very well here.
所以他可以说他是呈现了预言了耶稣基督谦让的心。
I mean, some of the things Jesus said is just reeks with, it just exudes with humility.
很多事情我们看耶稣基督讲的话充满了谦让的心。
Jesus said, "My teaching is not my own."
耶稣说，我讲的道并不是我自己的道。
He said, "I'm not here on my own."
我来到这里也不是因为我自己的意思要来的。
He said, "I do nothing on my own."
没有一件事情是凭着我自己的意志。
He says, "I have not come on my own, but He sent me."
我出来，我来到这里，也不是出于我的本意，而是神差遣我来的。
Humility is surrendering ourselves to God.
谦让、谦虚就是把自己委身于神。
Knowing that He who can do anything He wants will lead us and care for us.
知道这一位大能的神能够带领我们到一个。最美好的境界。
As I shared before, one of the greatest truths I learned as a Christian is that I have a Father in heaven who loves me.
成为一个基督徒，让我知道最重要的真理就是在天上有一位非常爱我的父。
One of the beautiful things about Caleb is that instead of trying to bring Joshua down, he actually served him.
让我非常对加勒有感动的就是。他对这个约书亚非但没有任何的嫉妒之心，而且他是非常的谦卑的来尽责的来做一个support 他的工作，来帮助他的一个工作。
And instead of trying to become Joshua, he became one of his co-workers.
与其他不愿意做跟这个约书亚来竞争，成为另外一个领袖领导者，他反而在。旁边默默的、幕后的做很多的工作来帮助约书亚。
I wonder what would happen if all of us work together for the kingdom of God.
我不知道，当我们每一个人都尽心尽意来为神的国度来委身工作，什么事情会发生呢
？It's possible to go to church and not agree with everything they do.
当我们来到教会，非常可能我们弟兄姐妹都有不同的意见。
But if you would humble yourself and follow the leadership that God has set before you, God will receive glory.
但是你如果能够谦卑下来，能够听别人的意见的话，神能够在这个教会里面做非常大的奇事。
And as God has blessed Caleb, He will bless you.
就像神能够祝福加勒一样，神必定要祝福你们。
For young people, it may not be a reality, but for older folks, let us finish well.
对年轻人来讲，也许对他们来讲是很遥远的事情。对我们在座比较年长的，让我们记得这件事情，我们要继续打那美好的征战， 打到底，完成神交给我们的使命。
Let us finish well so that when we leave this world, people will say, I'm glad I knew so and so. My life is better because of him, because of her.
当我们有维持这个心愿的时候，有一天我们离开了这个世界，别人能够纪念我们，能够知道这个世界因为我们而变得更加的美好。
When Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead and he ascended to heavens, all of our lives got better.
当耶稣基督为我们的死定死在十字架上最后升天的时候，我们的每一个人的生命都受了改变。
And on the cross he said, it is finished, and indeed he finished well.
在十字架上他说，向我们世人宣告成了，的确因为他的死，我们每一个人的生命更加的美好，成就了这一件大事。
Let me finish with 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 through 7.
让我们最后读提摩太书，提摩太后书四章六到七节。至于我，我已经被交奠，离世的时候到了，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，该信的道我已经守住了。
Verse 6, Paul says, I am already being poured out as drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. Paul knew his time was ending.
所以保罗知道他离开世上的日子已经近了。
The image he gives us is a sacrificial lamb pouring out its blood over an altar.
我们心中就有这么一个好像一个镜头，一个影像，就像一个羊羔，它被宰的时候，它的血已经洒在祭坛上，它的血都已经洒在满地了。
He looked at his life and he realized how difficult his ministry was.
他回头看自己的生命，他知道他这个所有的为主奉献的这一生的确是相当的艰难。
In 2 Timothy, he says he was beaten for the gospel, he was shipwrecked for the gospel, he almost died for the gospel, he had nothing because of gospel.
我们看到在新约里面讲到保罗，讲到他一生为福音所受的苦。他被人所打，他被仗打，他的船被在海中被抛弃，他是受了非常非常的苦，非常多的苦。
And as he looked back, he said, "I have fought a good fight."
当他回头看的时候，他却这样讲。
And then he says,
那当跑的路我已经跑尽了，美好的仗我已经打过了。
And then he said, "I finished the race."
那当跑的路我已经跑尽了，该信的道我已经守住了。
I pray, my friends, whether young or old.
这是我的祷告，不论你现在是在什么情况，不论你是年轻的还是年老的。
We live our life such way.
我们的生命就应该如此。
That we too can one day say, I fought a good fight and finished a good race.
有一天你也可以在神面前讲如此一样的话，当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
And when we stand before God one day, He will say, Come in, my good and faithful servant. Come into the joy of thy master.
同样的，神也会对你说，进来吧，我那忠心美好的仆人，和我一同享受这宴席。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for this morning once again. It is your desire that we not only begin well, and all of us has, but we also end well.And that requires your strength, your power. May each one of us have affectionate relationship with you. May each one of us, Lord God, long for the purpose to be fulfilled through our lives and humble ourselves, that we may lean on you and be guided by you, Lord. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. This morning we come